Simon, house prices, you spoke to some experts about their predictions. What are they telling you?
Well, the suggestion has been that prices might flatline. A recent poll conducted by Reuters, involving 28 housing market specialists, said that property prices would rise by 1.3% nationally. We had Nationwide come out and forecast a 1% rise. The Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors believes house price growth is likely to come to a halt in 2018 across the UK in general. HomeTrack says regional cities will boom while London realigns. Sarah Beeny has gone for prices will rise 2 to 3%. Savills has also gone for house prices to rise next year, except for London. It says that house prices will fall 2% in London next year, but all other areas will see a slight increase. And Henry Pryor, who is always a man worth listening to on all things property, because his job is to buy properties for people, which means that he does an awful lot more actual activity in the property market than most people does, has given us one of his typical lines where he says, house price forecasts only exist to make astrology look credible. But for what it's worth, I think that London house prices will sink lower in 2018, falling on average by another 5%, while nationally prices will be pretty flat. I expect UK house prices to end up 2% lower in 12 months' time. The quicksand in 2018 will be towards the end of the year, I fear. Who is going to want to commit to their biggest single purchase in the 6 months leading up to our departure from the EU in March 2019? Many buyers will wait until the dust settles. And I think that's very true. I think it could go one of either two ways. I think the market could suffer this year. You generally find with these things, things don't tend to just stay steady. They either go up or they go down. But it might go down by a small amount. Or you might actually find that this stamp duty cut for first-time buyers does actually give it a kind of a final leg up. And you might get this pause for breath, certainly that's been going on in London for a while. This puts a little bit more money in buyers' pockets. You get a final leg up, and then all of a sudden you get the fall. And that's what happened last time round. If you look back to 2006, the London property market in 2006, it had a similar scenario where it went from doing very, very, very well to not doing very well at all. People suddenly struggling to sell, and then it suddenly flipped back to raging ahead, and it did another year of raging ahead, and then you got the financial crisis and boom, it fell off a cliff. So you might find that we see the final leg up this year, or you might see that we find that we see the final leg up next year. But I suspect at some point in the next 2 or 3 years, we are going to see a substantial fall in house prices because they are very, very high, even in some areas where they've hardly risen at all since the financial crisis. I have a friend who owns a place in Newcastle and it's not gone up in value at all since, you know, 2006, 2007. But as we were saying earlier in the show, people's wages haven't gone up at all since then. And those properties were expensive in 2007. So we're still in a scenario where property is expensive.